USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Moscow today to meet with President Vladimir Putin in a high-stakes mission to avert war, saying he will send home the message from the West that they are open to dialogue about Russia's security concerns. Wolfgang Eisinger from Munich Security Conference on DW News is not quite so optimistic.
I wish I could be confident to say that next weekend we will be talking about negotiations on arms control, de-escalation mechanisms, etc. But I am as deeply worried as so many decision makers and analysts are.
March 1st is Texas primary election. Some mail-in ballots were sent back because of errors. In Harris County, of the 6,500 mail-in ballots, 2,500 were returned because a wrong ID was used. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, facing an onslaught of protesters demanding he end the vaccine mandate in Canada, has taken action.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life, and me and most of these other men here and some women too. We're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia launched the Progress MS-19 cargo spacecraft to the International Space Station atop a Soyuz rocket yesterday. The launch originated from Kazakhstan. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
So what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV, masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster. That's how I protect myself. I was actually out in L.A. for the Super Bowl this week, and we had many events where there were mandatory vaccinations within the group, within the private decisions. If you want to come in within this group, you're vaccinated, you're boosted, you're tested, and then we were able to unmask. So you can make smart decisions to keep yourself safe, and I think that's what people are going to have to do, especially with under five still not being able to get vaccinated. You've still got lots of mixed groupings going on, and people just need to be smart.
Ford Motor Company is closing assembly plants in two locations.
The Ford Motor Company said it will continue closing some of its assembly plants during the next few weeks due to the global semiconductor shortage. The U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant, as well as the production line for the Transit van at its Kansas City plant, according to spokeswoman Kelly Felker in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John, and welcome aboard. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.